When the stay-at-home order was issued to combat the coronavirus, many Michigan residents turned to the outdoors as a way to stay active while maintaining social distancing. Now, as the state reopens, park staff and the recreation industry are working to safely manage the increase in outdoor summer activity, WKAR's Taylor Halterman reports.
Ron Olson is the Chief Parks and Recreation Officer for the Michigan DNR. He says Michigan State Park attendance has seen a large enough increase that some parks were forced to close early when parking lots filled up.
It's a good thing that a lot of people want to get out. The challenging thing to be able to be good hosts for everybody.
Now his staff is preparing to open campgrounds and facilities on Monday. Usual summer preparations have been put on hold as new safety and sanitation practices take priority. Lansing Parks and Recreation Director Brett Kaczynski says he's also noticed an increase in use of the city's parks and river trails. Kaczynski says Parks and Recreation will play an important role in bringing people back together slowly and safely.
It's going to be difficult for people to do that because we've told them for over 3 months to stay apart, to stay separate, to stay, you know, with your activities to do that. So it's going to be a longer road to recovery. And yes, those parks are going to help that.
Nathan Holt is the general manager of Moose Jaw in East Lansing, an outdoor recreation retailer. Despite only being open for curbside pickup, Holtz noticed a significant increase in sales.
That normally is a big part of our business this time of year, but what is surprising is that it's so gear heavy, sleeping bags, sleeping pads, tents, stoves, backpacking food, all sorts of that stuff.
With this heightened interest, he encourages everyone to be respectful of each other's safety while hitting the trails.
We should make sure that we are all being socially distant and doing what we need to do, even though it's not an enclosed area. The trails are out there for everybody to use.
Olson says state park staff has put up signs encouraging social distancing, and visitors are encouraged to bring masks. For WKAR News, I'm Taylor Halterman.
Taylor's story is brought to you as part of a partnership between WKAR and Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism.